Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And got a good one for you today, talking about a bad thing. And that is that people cannot afford to retire right now, and families are hurting big time right now. And we've got a lot to cover in this video. And today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold. I'll talk about them a little later. But please like and subscribe and comment in the video. But let's get right into it. Two great stories below. Number one, about retirement. And one thing that I completely agree with is know your numbers. Know what it costs for you to live for a month. What's your rent? What's your utilities? What's your food bill? Do you have car payments? Add it all up. Do you know what that is? If you know that number, that's great. That's your nut. So you know what your nut is every month. The only problem right now is that people that are retired can't budget right now. And it's a real problem. They cannot get by on what they're making because they don't know what things are going to cost. What's your insurance going to cost? How about this? We've seen insurance in Florida go up 125%. Who can budget that? Don't forget your association fees. Don't forget your insurance. But let's just leave food alone. The thing about food right now is that people can't budget for food. Tell me how much beef is going to be 6 months from now. What are vegetables going to be? Milk, eggs. Oh, it's all going to go down. Okay, tell yourself that. People cannot afford to retire. There's a great article below talking about how people have to change the retirement goals right now because they can't budget right now. And they have no idea where things are going to go. Plus, people thought, gosh, I've saved a few hundred thousand dollars. I've saved $1 million. They've saved $2 million. Is that enough for them to live for an extended period of time? How long are you going to live for? Okay, all these questions that people have. Then the worst thing about this is that people can't budget right now with this money. They cannot get by. They have no idea what things are going to cost. It's the variables that we can't plan on. Now, families right now, they're the ones hurting the most. In 2022, 2023, they always do these surveys where they sit there and they say, how much, you know, what's your family feel? How do you feel about the economy? How do you feel about inflation? Well, the numbers keep going down. And if you have small children, I used to call it getting $100 to death, because especially if your kids do sports or any extracurricular activities, man, oh man, I'm telling you, insurance, stitches, broken bones, all this stuff that you just don't plan on are part of being a parent right now. And then you throw things like shoes and ripped uniforms and I need this, or oh, I need a fee for the bus. It's $170. Oh, I want to play a separate sport and they're going to charge me a second bus fee. You know, it's the things that we can't afford as parents that come, you know, about. But now it's so much worse. It's, you know, it's been, you know, almost 10 years since my daughter graduated. She graduated eight years ago from high school. My son in 2019 and just graduated from college. But man, oh man, was it different back then? Because it was, you know, I felt like strained, but it wasn't as bad as it is now, because now you just don't know where it's going to go. And when you start looking at these stories about these families, you know, and you see the ridiculous thing about, you know, McDonald's is going to have their $5 meal. Well, Wendy says, forget that. We're going to have a $3 breakfast for you, which is going to be a breakfast sandwich with a biscuit, and it's going to have a cup of coffee or a milk attached to that. Yum. Okay. Again, who cares? That's not a deal. It's not food, guys. It's not food. Okay. So there's that. So that doesn't fix anything right now, because the average family right now, their, you know, unhappiness right now has gone completely out of the roof. It went to the point that only 23% of the people out there think that they're going to do fine getting by. Those are the rich people, guys, that are like, how dare you ask me these questions? I don't care about, you know, the finances of others, because they make a ton of money and they don't care about everybody else. So you've got 77% of the people out there that are parents that were interviewed by these stories talking about how bad it is and how they feel like they've been completely worked over, and how are they going to make it? And you wonder why people can't afford houses and things like that. Here in California, they just announced the average price of a house is $900,000. Now, I am telling you this right now. The foreclosure festival, brigade, cavalry, whatever you want to call it, you know, it is going to happen in this market because the banks have to recoup this money. You're going to see big, big, big problems with the banks coming out in the next 90 days. You're going to start to see a crack in the armor for the banks. But the foreclosures, the banks are fed up. The banks are going after dead mortgages right now. People that had modifications on their loans, and they're starting to foreclose on those people. If you don't have everything locked down right now, and you think you have a deal with your bank right now, you are kidding yourself right now, because the bank's going to sit there and go, oh, Joan, you know, we let you slide on those 18 payments. You need to make those up in full. In 60 days, we're going to start foreclosure proceedings or collection proceedings against you. You're going to start hearing things like this. And the banks want this money. They want to get it back. It's that simple, guys. It's that simple. So as the average family is hurting right now, you're going to see these foreclosures get ramped up like you've never seen before. And you can sit there and say, oh, it's different this time. No, it's not. Interest rates are high. People are losing their jobs at a record pace. You can lie to yourself and say that inflation is great. You know, I'm telling you guys, I'm so glad that I am a single man, that I don't have to worry about a household full of people. I really am. I'm grateful for that because it's so bad right now. And if you think that this is going to miraculously get better and that whoever gets elected is going to flip a switch and make it better, there's that. Now, here's the other thing. I personally, this is just an opinion, do not believe that Joe Biden will be on the ballot in November. I do not believe that he's going to be the candidate for the Democrats. That's just me. But if you notice, you're going to start to see some lunacy happen right now. Jamie Dimon talking about leaving J.P. Morgan sooner rather than later. Jamie Dimon is talked about to be a candidate for the Democrats. Okay? He's a man of the people, guys. $36.5 million a year. It's ridiculous, guys. The world's biggest bank, all they've done is fleece us. And you think this guy's got your best interest at heart? Or what about Governor Hairgel, okay, from my own state, Gavin Newsom? That guy just raised the gas tax so much so that California refineries are going to start paying the price for this, for these increases. And we produce 90% of the gas for Nevada and about 70% of the gas for Arizona. And they say that those prices in those states, which are basically about $3.50 a gallon, are going to go up a dollar just because of the increases in the refinery taxes and expenses that he's going to inflict on our refineries. So get ready, guys. Understand this. The city of Orange, which is where I'm at right now, I specifically came here today to talk about this. They have a $16 million deficit in this city. Okay, not bringing enough tax revenue in because people are not spending money at stores. People are not buying things right now. So what are we going to do? We're going to raise taxes. It's the only thing we can do. Maybe we can have sales tax increase. We're going to get taxes from somewhere. Okay, so they're going to squeeze it from families. So if you have kids and you live in the beautiful city of Orange, California, you're going to pay more on your taxes in the coming months and years. That's what the city council is working on right now because of their deficit. So many cities, so many municipalities, so many families have deficits right now, and they can't borrow themselves out of debt. So again, the problem with this is the people that I know that are retired, you know, I got a pension, Dan, got my apartment, I got my bills paid. These people are starting to say, wait a second, you know, I used to spend, $200 on food. Now it's six. Okay. That's a huge problem, guys, for everybody. Cable TV, things like that. We're going to start sharing things that are free on this channel and how people can save money and different benefits and things like that. And I mean free. I mean benefits, discounts, things like that to get people some help because people need, you know, it doesn't matter where you live. People are hurting right now. People are sick of paying all this money. You know, I was really happy to go and travel across country, but I just thought, what would a family do if they were in this situation? Now, Mike wrote me and said, listen, Dan, you know, we were talking about the airlines and how, hey, listen, we're oversold by 14. Mike said, yeah, Dan, I'm with you. I got $7,000 once on a flight that was from like Minneapolis to like Florida. Okay. It was just a short flight. It wasn't that bad, but he got $7,000. He said, the big headache was they kept sending me, to get the $7,000, they had to send me Visa gift cards that were $250 a piece. So that was a pain to use. But $7,000 to divert your plans, I think it's worth it, guys. So let me know what you think about this stuff so far. And, you know, are you seeing the pain? Have you changed your retirement? As a family, have you changed? There's a lot more to cover in this video. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Crew. You know, when you hear about countries and businesses and central banks buying gold, that's one thing. But when you hear about heavyweight investors like Michael Burry, who called the housing debacle in 2008, he just admitted that he bought $8 million worth of gold. John Paulson, who called the housing debacle in 2008, just stepped up and bought a bunch of gold as well. Contact Patriot Gold today. You can either use the link below or you can call them at 888-330-1431 and get a free investor guide. But look at gold in protecting your future and protecting your retirement. Why are these people doing this? Because they know something's up with the stock market. You need to protect yourself. Get your questions answered. Contact number one rated Patriot Gold. Do it before it's too late, guys. But look at Michael Burry, look at John Paulson, and check it out today, guys, because they're clearly doing something to protect themselves, and you should too. Call them, 888-330-1431, or use the link below, but contact them today before it's too late. I get so much mail and so much great content from you guys. Let's cover this in this video. And the first one is Ernie. Ernie sent me a great letter, which is totally bogus, from the Social Security Administration. He contacted the Social Security Administration and found out they don't write letters like this. So, hey, your Social Security has been compromised. Fill this out. Give us your personal information. And you, too, can get protected. And we'll make sure that your money's there. No, this is how you get, you know, your identity stolen. You get the check sent someplace else. The next one is Foster. Foster sent me something great, which is USAA Bank has voice authentication. So look what Foster wrote. He's like marked his name out. But look, dear sucker. Okay. So he says, I'm not filling this out. They're not going to get my voice. I'm not going to do AI for them on a phone call so that somebody can intercept that and then call in like he's me and give the bank pertinent information and have my identity stolen, which is true. I mean, they're going to have a lot of pullback with this stuff because I guarantee you in USAA's, you know, their terms and conditions that you have to sign up for, they're going to tell you that, oh, wait a second, you know, you have to understand that we're not responsible if this stuff gets stolen. So there's that. Now a couple things from Chase Bank. Marie sent me a great thing. Remember we talked about how you're going to be able to have all of your credit cards under one account and that they're going to roll this out in the next 8 to 10 months and it'll be good. Well, Mike wrote me and said, Dan, I work with the company that's developing this and it's going to be massive fraud. Well, guess what? Paz is here, P-A-Z-E with Chase Bank. And this will allow you, and you can see what Marie sent me. This, you got the website below. You can click on it yourself. How you're going to be able to access, sign into one account and access all your credit cards. I'm telling you guys, if you do this, if you sign up for this program, they will be able to shut your accounts down. Okay? It's that simple. It is that simple. And you don't want to be able to do this, guys. You don't want that at all. Joe sent me something from Chase as well. He and his wife are both on their bank accounts, and they wanted to transfer $1,000 from one account to the other. And Joe did this himself, and it was rejected. Rejected. No reason given, but now we don't want you to transfer $1,000 from one account to the next. I am telling you guys, make sure you have adequate money outside the banking system, because this is it. And when they do flip the switch, hey, like they talk about PAS, like, hey, digital banking is going to be a great thing for all of us. No, it is not, guys. It is not. It's going to make it so why do you do this? And the next thing will be to Mike, what do you want the money for? What are you using that money for? Okay? So, telling you guys, protect yourself, get ready, you know. But again, I wouldn't sign up for these programs. I'd give them months. I wouldn't give my fingerprints. I wouldn't give my eyes. I wouldn't give my voice. I wouldn't do anything until I absolutely had to with these banking institutions. What do you guys think? I love all the stuff that you guys send us because it's so great. And sometimes people say, hey, share my name. Sometimes they don't. Jamie sent me this one. And have you noticed Starbucks is adding tips to people's checks? How about this? And that's crazy, guys. So she went to Starbucks and total was $18.62. She gets in, you know, up to the register and it's now $23.62. Pass. What's this? Oh, there's a gratuity added. Well, no, I'll add the gratuity if I want to add the gratuity. And plus through the drive-thru, it's like, this is getting crazy, guys. It's getting to be that, you know, people just, they scoff, you know, they just look and scoff. If you don't give them a tip, it's terrible. You know, it really is. People that say, hi, thank you, how you doing? What are you doing today? Oh, you getting coffee? Oh, that's nice. You know, those are the people you give a tip to. Matt sent me a gift card for my birthday, and as I was researching the Starbucks story, I found it in my spam folder. So sorry, Matt, that I didn't thank you from months ago. And again, if you guys ever send me things and you don't hear me talk about it, hey, Dan, what's up with that? You know, what kind of guy are you? You get a nice gift card from Starbucks and, you know, you don't share it. Now, this next one, this woman has contributed so much. And she said, don't even use my name, okay? There is a thing going on at her company called a rolling layoff, which I've never heard of. Have you ever heard of a rolling layoff? What this is, listen, Dan, we're going to let you go for a couple weeks and then bring you back. You can come back to work 2 weeks from now. What am I supposed to do during those 2 weeks? Starve, maybe file unemployment, do whatever you're going to do, but we'll call you back on the 19th. You'll come back and work. Oh, so people are hurting right now. Then they get back and they give them 3 days and then they go, okay, you're off for another 2 weeks. So this is crazy that people are doing this stuff right now. So, you know, rolling layoffs, never heard of it, guys. Have you guys ever heard of that? And again, keep the mail coming. I love all this stuff. Everybody loves to see it. And the final one for me, think about this one. I got this text message the other day and it was, hey, listen, we've seen your resume. And it was on one of my iPhones. And we've seen your resume and your job applications with all the job boards. You'd be a perfect fit because you're between the ages of 23 and 70, which is basically everybody in the workforce right now. And we will pay you between $50 and $500 a day to come work for us. So, but look at the email that this thing came through. Evilprank.com. Evilprank.com. Notice that? So they don't even hide this stuff from you guys right now. That's the worst thing about this. Is that they're doing these text messages, they're doing these spam messages, and this one's Evilprank at Yahoo, okay? So just complete degenerates, guys. So don't click on this stuff ever, 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 okay? Isn't that crazy? Have you ever gotten anything like this? Now the final story is, this is the sign of the times, guys. Graceland, Elvis's Graceland. Lisa Marie Presley, who passed away, I believe it was last year, had signed a loan through Nasani Investments and what was the name of it? Private lending company. They lent her $3.8 million for a deed of trust, and she used this place as collateral. Well, what they've done is they said, we're going to foreclose on it, and you've got till Thursday, or it's done, and we're going to unload Graceland to the highest bidder. Problem with this is that, guys, this is what's going to happen. People are going to start calling things in. If you have an asset of value, whether it be equipment, Graceland, a house, property, vacant land, you can borrow against anything. There are people out there that will write you a check for it. Now, the sick thing about this is that they're going after Lisa Marie and her estate, and she's dead right now. So it would be great to buy Graceland. It really would be, because wouldn't change the name, but it would just be the allegedly party house. And ladies, this is where Elvis used to have the pillow fights in his underwear with those girls. You know, I mean, we'd do some crazy, crazy stuff, okay? Use your imagination. Anyways, I get sidetracked. Crazy stuff. Anyways, it's sad, but again, $3.8 million. It's like Graceland. That thing generates, I bet you it generates $20 million in sales a year. I would be shocked if it didn't. But again, with the movies and with all the ad campaigns, you could really turn Graceland into something. But it's sad that it would not be in control of the grandkids and other family members or people that cared about him, you know. So share your thoughts on that stuff. Please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe. Email me ever and anything you want to send ever, okay? I really appreciate it. But just a nice video today. But again, retirees are hurting. Families are hurting. Everybody's hurting right now. Don't let people clip you and do things like add to your receipts and things like that, okay? Don't feel obligated to give people that money, okay? And let's go buy Graceland together, okay? You and me, okay? I'll see you soon.